We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting 14 lines from the top. The first words on the line are Batlua. So we just learned that the Braisa brought down that certain things are, even though it looks like it should be batal, it's not batal. One of them were that if the Bayam leaves the Medina Siyam, goes on a trip, and he leaves the Avodah Zarah back home, so it says, Masidim Lachzar, if they plan on coming back, just like by Mechemes Yeshua, then it's not batal. So it seems like by Mechemes Yeshua, which means when they were Kovish Eretz Yisrael, when they captured Eretz Yisrael, so it seems like the Goyim were there, the Shiva Am that were there, were planning on coming back, just like Mechemes Yeshua. And therefore, in such a case, the reason why the Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael were not bottles, because they planned on coming back. That sounds like the Pasuk B'Shav. But the Gemara is going to ask on this. Zok the Gemara, 14 lines from the top. Im asidim lachzor ke mechemes Yeshua ein b'teila, afreit the Gemara, midi mechemes Yeshua mehid ha'adar, by Yeshua, would the Goyim come back? They never came back. So why in the world would it not be bottle? So Gemara says, you're right, they didn't come back. And we'll see a different reason why, by mechemes Yeshua, why the Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael were not bottle. But this is pshat, how we read the Braisa. Och kamer, im asidim lachzor, they plan on coming back, then it's not a bittul. Hareyu kemechemes Yeshua ve'in lebetela. It's not batul, just like mechemes Yeshua is not batul. But it's not the same reason as Yeshua, but that's just, we're comparing it to Yeshua, where there is not batul, here is not batul either, if you plan on coming back. And we'll see why by Yeshua wasn't batul. So Mar says, v'lamalu misli v'mechemes Yeshua. Why tell mechemes Yeshua? Say like any of Avodah is not batul. So the Gemara, milsa agav orche kamash v'lon. We are teaching you a milsa agav orche. Kiharadam Yudam Arav. Yisrael shezakav levena. We're going to learn now from Mechemes Yeshua something else. And we're saying, just like Mechemes Yeshua is not bottle, so Asidim Lach is not bottle. And by mentioning Mechemes Yeshua, we're teaching us a different halacha. What halacha we're teaching us? There's a member of Yudam Arav that says, Yisrael that shezakav levena shtach vastal. Going to Mandi Yama that holds that if Yisrael sets aside Avodah Zarah, it's not Avodah Zarah until you worship it. So here Yisrael stood up a stone in order to make it into Avodah Zarah. And a guy came along, and the guy worshipped this Levena. The halacha is Asra. Even though the halacha is a guy cannot ask for a dava that's not his, but here, since the Yisrael set it aside for Avodah Zarah, now a guy goes Mishtachav and becomes Asra. Manolan the Asra. How do you know Taka? What wisdom of car for this halacha, the Zakh Levena, Mishtachav Isla, and Avodah went and bowed down to it, worshipped it, that it becomes Asra. So you know what the makar is? Amar Avilah is a gedchilah Eretz Yisrael. Just like by Eretz Yisrael. Damar Achman of Asherah and the Sermon says, when Klai Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, they had a chiyuv to that obligation to destroy all of Avodah Zarah. Samechti, Yerushalayim have the same. Doesn't Eretz Yisrael belong to Avram Avinu? It was given to Avram Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, Ve'en Ad Ma'asad Avashar Yisrael. And they can't ask the Yisrael. So why in the world were the Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, the trees in Eretz Yisrael, the Mechubar in Eretz Yisrael, why was it Aser? Anything that is attached to the ground belongs to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael. So how could it become Aser in the first place? So Agav, stop right there. We know Rashi and Chumash on the Pasuk Vayirivu Roye Loit, Pashas Lech Lecha, it's in Perek Yigim on Pasuk Zayin, it says there that the Loit's Royim, Loit's shepherds were, they were letting the animals eat from all over. And Avraham Avinu's shepherd said, what are you talking about? Why are you doing that? It's Gneva. So they said, no. Hashem said, all Eretz Yisrael goes to Avraham Avinu. And the Pasuk says, Va'knani oz baretz. And Rashi says, because it wasn't given to him yet. And here it sounds like it was given to him. So there's a big kasha. The Maisa, they want to answer, Abi Tosfos Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Gimel, that says that something that grew by itself definitely belonged to Avraham Avinu. Just if you planted it, then it belonged to you until the Eden got there. In any case, here, they probably worshipped trees that were there from before. And L'chair, how they answer it? You know what I'm saying? So, V'imushum harach to mikara, if it means the other trees that were there from before, or they planted themselves, but V'imushum harach to mikara, v'tul ba'am asagila, it wouldn't be a problem. You don't have to burn it, because then it belonged to the guy, and let the guy be mevatlet. Ella, so what's pshat? Basically, the Avodah Zarah and Yisrael were saying, bit doesn't work, and it became Aser. So what's the case? What exactly is the case? So the Gemara's an answer. Really, it belonged to Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael, we're going to show that Klal Yisrael had das that it should be Avodah Zarah. When the Goyim bowed down to it, it became Aser. And that's a riot that you saw, that if the Yid stood up a Levena and a Goy bowed down to it, worshipped it, it becomes Aser. Ella, but the Polkus or the Egel, since they did the Egel, Goli had that higher than Nichol of his Chavim. They showed that they are Nicha, they are happy, whatever it is. The Chios of the Chavim, and the Chavim came and bad down to us, the Chusu do have, they doing our Shlicha, it's Hachinam, they saw Zakul Levena, they saw the Stirup Levena, Gal Yedait Nichol of his Chavim. That he's Megal Das, he wants of his Zara, this is Shalom. The Chios of the Chavim, Polkley, and when a guy comes and worships it, Shlichusa, the Dekov, doing our Shlicha. And therefore, it's Osir, it has to be destroyed, it's Osir ever, it's Shalom of his Zara, basically. Who said only the eagle they wanted? Who said every avodah zarah? Sheira tree they wanted also. It's like, well, no, I'm a kra ela lehecha yisrael, which sounds like a lot of ela lehecha yisrael. Melamish evil elohes harbe. They had in mind a lot of avodah zarahs. And frey tomorrow now, ema called about the eagle nitzru. Maybe only at that time, but makam ve'elach anything that was worshipped afterwards is shvi nitzri simuta man muchach. We don't know. We don't know which is what, and therefore we have to destroy all the asheris because it belongs to Klai Yisrael, and Klai Yisrael was nichalev avodah zarah. Therefore, it became aser, and that's a riot. That's Yisrael that Yisrael that stood up a levena. It's aser, and that's why we mention in Mesidim Lachzor Kamechem Yisshua and Abatelu. We want to mention this aga. We want to, in a remez. We want to mention this halacha that if it's Yisrael nichalev a guy bows down to it, it becomes aser. Now Rashi and Mil the Suga sounded somewhere that by Mechemes Yeshua, they planned the coming back. So, if you look at Tosfos, Dir Maslaim, in the fourth narrow line, it says like this. They planned to come back. That's to fit into the words. Ki oisa, but ba'etzim Yeshua, ain't it totally shadim alachzer, b'mash loin is batlal oilam, ela p'nesha ovdum, das Yisrael. The reason why really it's not batlal is because they worshipped it, das Yisrael, k'namasik. Just we're comparing it, so that's what we're just mentioning it, Ayin Tosfos that talks about it. But the bottom line is that we see from here, from this words, Mechem Yeshua, this Chiddush, that if Yeshua sets up Avodah Zarah and a guy worships it, it becomes Aser. And that's this halacha. And another halacha we see also from the Brides before, that if we see them lachzer, if Hanukkah coming back, it's not called a bittel. If they leave forever, then it is called a bittel. Zok the next Mishnah. Avodah Chavim Shanicha Oyevdeh B'Shah Shalom. A guy that left its Avodah Zarah b'shas shalom mutaros. The halach is that it's mutter bahana. What's the reason? Because that's a bittel. That they left b'shas shalom, they left the Avodah Zarah, left it home by himself, they didn't take it with them, they're mutter. B'shas mechama, if they escape b'shas mechama, that's asura, because there, obviously, they didn't leave it on purpose, left it in emergency, that's why it's not asur. B'msayis, and obviously we saw in the Gemara before about a sidim lachsa. B'msayis shal melachim, that means like a stage of that they used to set up when the kings came to the city, through the city, used to set up on the sides of the road these stands, and used to put place of Avodah on it. And halacha is that Meshamshe Avodah Zarah, things that service Avodah Zarah become Aser. So these B'msayish of Malachim, Areyel Mutaros, the Mutah, why? Because they stand it up when the Malachim pass by. And the Shaila is, why is that a reason to be Mutah? If anything, you have to be Aser, so we'll see in the Gemara. Or Yerbiyav Amaraf, base Nimrod, which this means the Migdal of the Dar HaFlaga, the tower of Dar HaFlaga, Nimrod is the Melech, it's called the base Nimrod. The halacha is, that tower, Harei Kaveres Chavim. It's like Avodah Zarah. Even though they left, all the goyim left, ran away, so that should be a riot, it's a Bidl, but still, it's not true. We'll see why. Harei Kaveres Chavim, Shanicha, Evdeh, B'Shah Shalom, Mutter. It's the Ki'ilu, they left it, B'Shah Shalom, and the halacha is, it's Batal, it's Mutter, because even though it was forced to leave, but it's Ki'ilu, they left B'Shah Shalom, that they left willingly. What's the riot? Even though when Hashem changed the language and it says in the pasuk vayofetz Hashem oisam, Hashem spread them out, that was like mechama. Lamaisi boil meheder hard, if they wanted to come back, to come back. And since they decided not to come back, therefore, it's considered a bittel, because even though they were forced to leave, so it should be like Shas Bechama, but even in Shas Bechama, in a case where you don't come back and you could come back, here they could come back and they didn't come back. If they didn't come back, that is a raya that they don't really care for this Avodah Zarah, and it's Ki'ilu you left, B'Shas Shalom. Zotik Maravait, it said in the Mishnah, B'msoye Shalmalachim, it said these stages they put up for Avodah Zarah, Harel Matara. It says, why? Because Malachim, they stand it up for the Malachim when they come through. How is that a reason that it should be Mutter? Let's see the Gemara. Zotik Maravait, Chifneshim, Idim Oysa B'Shah, Shalmalachim, Oyvim Matara, did that reason to be Mutter? Amar Rav Rachan, Amar Rav Yechon, and Hochkam, Idim Oysa B'Shah, Shalmalachim, Oyvim, Malachim, Anichim, Derazuv, Derecheres. They stand up these stages for Avodah Zarah when the Malachim are coming through, and what do the kings do? They don't go that road. Since they don't go on that road, therefore it's not Avodah Zarah. What's the pshat in this? So there's two pshatim. The Ritva says, because it's considered a Mishamshe Avodah Zarah Arai. It's considered a temporary Mishamshe Avodah Zarah. Taisus says different. Let's look at Taisus. The Hokum Derech Cheres. Zog Taisus, Akoimrim Shah Avdum, the Mekoimrim who put up these stages, Le Asam Avodah Zarah El Tzarech Malachim, only made it Avodah Zarah for the Malachim. Ukasharayim Shem Malachim Chayshim, Malachim don't care, couldn't care less. Gam heim avatlamas, they also avatla. That's why the reason why the Messiah is amutter, because the Malachim don't even look that the direction. They go to a different direction, and therefore it's not considered avodah zarah. So you have two pshatim. Ritva is because of derech arai, and Tosfos the reason is because the kaimrim they avatla because they see that the Malachim don't care. He also Ula when Ula came to Eretz Yisrael, Yosef Avimsa Begima, he sat down on one of the stages that had a chip in it. Omer Yehuda Ula. But Rav Shmuel, Darmi Tavao, Bima is Shenifka. This is talking about not a temporary, this is a regular Bima. It was a real Masham Shevet Ezara. But it had a chip in it, so we're not sure if it was bottle or not. So Rav Yehuda said to Ula, hey, let's sit on that. But Rav Shmuel, Darmi Tavao, Bima is Shenifka, I'm also. A Bimus that got a chip is also. Why? Because they don't care about a chip so much. Fill them on the Yama, in Oivim Shvarim, even if you hold that you don't worship, a guy does not worship broken pieces, Hanim Levi Shavim, there's Afka Levi Shavim, there's Zilabel Milsa, Lemifach Shvarim, because it's not a covedic to worship broken pieces of a high, but the stage, who cares if it has a little chip in it? And therefore, Rav Shmuel held the Bimsayas are also, even if it has a chip. Amalei, so on that, Ula answered, you know, man yav lama afra de Rav Shmuel umalan enai. Rav Shmuel ma'oid chashiv. Not only that, if I could get the ashes, the sand that they're buried in, I would put it into my eyes. That's a chashiv that they are. But lemaisa, it's just an expression that I know. And the Achrayim, one of the different mistakes was brought down handles haylat. It's also bahana the offer of the mace. Ayin sham. But he's saying this about the Rav Shmuel very chashiv. But lemaisa, I have Rabbi Yechon Rishlokish who was not like that. Har Rabbi Yechon Rishlokish on Tavayu bimay shenifkam is mutter. It's mutter. I feel him on the Yama Oydim Shvarim. Even when Madim holds that by a Zara that turns to Shvarim, you still worship it. Bimus they don't pass a chip. Hadam Levi Shchavim. Kim the Polcha. Since you worship this, Zil Ben Mosel Lava Tula. You're not going to vatla just for a little chip. Avahani, these bimsoyis, if it has a chip, you get a new one. They're disposable. Vahani shaklai maizi bimus achir. Bring another bimus, and therefore, if you have a bimus with a chip, it's taka mutter. And we'll bring a riot to Rabbi Yechonel. Tanya can visit Rabbi Yechonel Rosh Lakish. Bimus shenif gam is mutter. But a mizbeach shenif gam a mizbeach of Avodah Zarah they got a gima. Also actually not the Zerubah. You have to crush most of it. What's a bimus and what's a mizbeach? Hechidam bimus, hechidam mizbeach. And then we'll explain the reason from a pasuk. Hechidam bimus, hechidam mizbeach. On Yaakov Yidi, on Yechidam bimus is even achas. Bimus is made of one stone. Mizbeach avonim harav. Mizbeach made of a bunch of avonim. So Amar Chizkiya now on top of Nundal and Aleph, Mikra, what's the makar? Like Rashi says, what's the makar? The first one was Be'ach the Vanam Harbe, and what's the makar? You have to break most of it. You know what the makar is? Mikra from a pasuk. The pasuk says that when Yeshaya is giving Musa to the Klai Yisrael to get destroyed the Avodah Zarah, it says like this: the Chaim Bezois Yechupa Avoin Yaakov Vezek Kol Pri. Take away Yaver, you know how? When you take it out of his bag, turning it into chalk stones, it's all smashed up. Then it won't hold Asherim v'chamanim. So you see, you have to destroy. First of all, you see, his bag means a bunch of stones. Number two is, you see, you have to destroy them all. So, but in Milav, then Yakumu will still have a chashivas and you'll still put Asherim on top of it. So this is a makar that. In order to break this Mizbeach, they shouldn't be Makavar on it anymore. It has to be destroyed completely, and that's the Chilvim Mizbeach and Bimus. But in either case, you see a riot, the Bimus Shinifkam is Mutter. And here you see, you have to buy a Mizbeach, you have to break Ruboy. Now, Shail is here, it's Mashma Kuloy. The whole thing has to be destroyed. So, the Farshim say, because Ruboy Kakuloy, we know Ruboy Kakuloy, and therefore it will be Mutter if you destroy the whole thing, but you have to destroy all the stones of the Mizbeach.